Boom. Welcome to our January 2019 Position of the Month Club monthly call. We are kicking it off.
I start giggling.
Every single time we start one of these. If this is your first time ever on, no kidding, Elisa will giggle at the beginning of every single one of these.
It's just, yes, you will. I hear you get so excited about announcing the call, but it's like such a long title that it's like you take this big breath and you're like, announcing the January 2019 Position of the Month Club call.
Yes.
It's a lot of work.
It is.
And you just take this deep.
We got a lot. All right. So here we go. We got a lot here this month, and we're super ready to just go at this with you guys. So Summit Partners, we share with you, I think last month or so, really diving into these calls and covering over our core values, which are the four core values of One Extraordinary Marriage are hope, action, relationships, and faith. Those are the four core values that we live by here and how we do everything. And so this month, we're really going to hit on the core value of action because it's January and a lot of us have made commitments or resolutions, whatever we want to call it, but there's an action behind it, and we want to make sure we are tackling it. Many of you actually put it in here in the Position of the Month Club Facebook group, you Summit Partners. What I'm distinguishing too, our Safari Partners, just so you guys know, have quarterly calls with us. I messed up last time, so I made sure to get them in this time. We want to discuss the new position post. Mm-hmm. Thank you all. Michelle, thank you for your kind words last night, and others of you who've been sharing with us how much you have enjoyed it. We really like it as well, personally. So
it's a lot of fun to work on now, yeah, as we're preparing it because, okay, I'm sorry, I was just looking at some of the notes.
Liz, look in your, Liz just said she was getting a hard time downloading the position post. We sent out an email prior to this call, and it should say join the Position of the Month monthly call. In there, I have a link, and I resized it down because we did hear from some folks that that's a problem. Also, Summit Partners, it's in your partner area, and that one's a smaller size. So it went from like 80 megabytes to like 12. So, Ashton, what's happening?
No more spinning wheel of death. But yes, as I was saying, you know, and for those of you that haven't had a chance to look at the position post yet, make time. We actually are now having more so than in the past. Because in the past, it was just kind of a simple, like, what's the marriage inspiration going to be? What's the position? Mm-hmm. And it was kind of like, all right, well, it's done. Right? Like,
right.
Now, because we have all of these different components to it, we're so excited to actually be building those components for you. Like, what are we going to talk about? How are we going to, actually, I'm going to pull it up right here.
I mean, come on. How about Natalie and Mike Hickson being our first couple that we featured, you know? So there's a lot still to come. We're gonna continue to grow that. Again, looking at our core values, each month you'll see there are gonna be some themes behind it. Obviously, February is Valentine's, so we're really gonna be hitting in on romance and discussing these things with you guys as well. So when it comes to that action, mm-hmm, piece of our core values, I'm going to let Elisa take the lead on that to be sharing how we see that with the position post, mm-hmm, and also how we can be here for you guys accountable. We can be accountable, or you can be accountable to us and others in the Position of the Month Club so you can reach those commitments. Ashton and Kate had a number of them. So,
well, and you'll see as you get into, what I'm doing right now is I've pulled up the position post on the other screen that we've got here. The whole idea now is we really incorporate all of these different core values, but specifically action is that every month you're going to see, like you did, and like I know a number of you have already printed out, you're going to see the calendar, right? So, mm-hmm, you're going to know what's going on so that you can mark it on your personal calendar, save it, you know, reserve that date, make sure that, you know, if you need to block off time or if you need to make time to listen to a replay or whatever it is, that you know what's coming.
Yeah, like this call.
Like
this call. That's one of the reasons we put that calendar in there.
Right, but we also put some of the fun stuff on the calendar, yeah, right? Like National Cuddle Up Day and National Hugging Day. I mean, you know, it's important to know what these days are so that you can celebrate. And it's important to know, too, in terms of action, just how you can, you know, you can get involved in this. You can get involved and look at what are the upcoming events that you want to participate in. We know that a lot of you have already registered for the One Conference in Henderson, and all of you East Coasters, I'm telling you right now, we're looking forward to seeing you March 2nd. So make plans to be there. But even that takes action, right? The two of you have to sit down and you have to look at your calendar. And then the piece that we did on resolutions and commitments. Right, I can't tell you how many people have already told me, and today is January 9th, that they've already broken their resolutions. I mean, in fact, there was a...
isn't it usually within the first, like, 6 days?
I don't even know what the statistics are, but I remember as we were going out right around New Year's. There was a billboard here in San Diego that said, resolutions are made to be broken. A giant billboard. And I remember thinking, partly because I knew what was in the position post, how defeating is that?
Yeah.
That we're in this place where people are already hearing this message, like, yeah, you can make the resolution, but yeah, you know, you're probably going to break it anyhow, which is really why we wanted to get into the commitments. And I love so many of you made that decisive, made that decision that you were going to take action this year and you were going to create commitments. You know, we've got a number of you that have said, you know what, this is going to be the year of the intimacy lifestyle.
Yeah.
Right. Kim mentioned it. Ashton and Cade mentioned it. You know, people are doing detoxes. They're going to the gym together and apart. Like, I couldn't go to the gym with Tony. We have well established that we do, besides walking, we don't work out well together.
Yeah.
You know what? I think when it comes to working out for Elise and I, in all honesty, we're the type of folks who love, say, Beachbody videos. And we'll just sit in front. We love just watching them in front of the TV and doing it and moving on. And I haven't been cycling a lot because just with Alex's football schedule and just taking a break from it. So I'm actually looking forward to just jumping back in. I just do push-ups.
I'm glad you clarified that we actually go beyond just watching the video, because as you started to say that, I'm like, wow, that's kind of a pathetic life that Tony and Lisa have.
We just watch Insanity and go, wow, those people are crazy. We actually did. I did Insanity many years ago. It's tough for 60 days to stick to that. And it was one of the only times I can remember in my adult life where I had actually my abs were actually showing.
So well, and I just remember the very first day when you did like the fitness test or whatever. I remember hearing you in the bathroom.
Oh, I was throwing up.
And I thought you were going to die. I mean,
but it was a commitment. And here's the thing that I love, and what I love about a lot of those fitness programs. There's a time frame, 60 days. Mm-hmm. P90X is 90 days. Similar to when we share the intimacy lifestyle with new folks, it's start for a 90-day period. Start for a quarter. Figure out what the intimacy lifestyle looks like. Tweak it in that first 90 days, and then go another 90 days. Mm-hmm. Because that way we can live and learn from what we like and what we don't like. And we're not so honed into just like, this is the only way. So like Ashton and Cade, I think you guys put it on there as one of yours, as one of your commitments this year. So I would look at it going, okay, 90 days, what does it look like? Mm-hmm. And at the end of those 90 days, I hope you guys are doing some coffee breaks. So you guys are getting a read of what's going on. And then after the 90 days, I would definitely put that on my calendar as going like, this is 90 days. What did it be really like? Like, what really worked, what was a challenge, and what don't we want to do anymore? One of the big things that Elise and I did when we were doing a lot of backpacking, and we went from like 60, I had a 60-pound pack, she had a 50-pound pack, and we whittled my pack down to like 8 to 12 pounds before food and water, and hers was even lighter. What we always had is after every single trip we did, it didn't matter if it was an overnighter or a few days or more, we come home and we go like, necessity? Sort of kind of used it, didn't use it at all. Mm-hmm. What didn't use, we just threw it out, or no, we didn't throw it out. We usually would just go return to REI because that was a little return policy.
Or they used to.
And then we would look at the stuff we sort of kind of used, and then could we make things better there? Mm-hmm. And it's just something in our lives I think we've always kept going.
Yeah.
You know?
Some of the other commitments.
Hold on, I just want to see if anybody's. Yeah.
Michelle, thank you for the
Michelle helped Liz.
Okay, thank you. But some of the other commitments, and I have to tell you, Tammy, I loved the heart Starbucks card that you found, and the commitment to put a little bit of money aside on that from each paycheck.
Yeah.
So that the coffee break was always funded and it would never be an issue of, you know, do we have a Starbucks card that's got money on it? Like, that's the coffee break Starbucks card. Mm-hmm. And you just know it's got the fun part on it.
No, and I was going to say, when we're talking about what's our sentence for the take action, do you remember? I'm just trying to remember off the top of my head. Mm-hmm. For the action on the core values. You know, yeah.
Like, you totally caught me off guard. Like,
sorry. I'm just thinking a little bit more of that action.
Well, it's making a commitment to taking action, right? Because a lot of times we do a lot of talk. I can't tell you how many times I get behind the screen on a coaching call and somebody will be like, well, we've talked about doing this, right? We've talked about doing the intimacy lifestyle. We've talked about doing coffee breaks. We've talked about getting fit this year. Mm-hmm. And the reality is that there is a lot of talk out there. A lot. And what sets people apart is how much they're willing to do. And that's really why we've made action one of our core values here at One Extraordinary Marriage. Or that, not so much we've made it, but that we recognize that it is. I think mm-hmm. is a better way to phrase that. Because from every single show that we do, to the position post that has action items in it, to hopping on here and saying, you know, it's something as simple as, hey guys, take a look at the position post, right? Or listen to the replay. Or, you know, if there's something that caught your attention that you haven't thought about, do it. And the reason why is that so many people are talking and they're waiting for things to change. But the only way that things change is if you actually take action to make them change. And so that's really how we encompass all this action.
Oh, Liz. You are hilarious. So Liz says, I've watched Insanity and ate potato chips. Wow. You know, well played.
I like Ashton. We do Beachbody, same workout program, but different time of the day.
Probably because it can be frustrating to be with your spouse, which we understand. So
it's kind of our thing.
Take whatever you're going to do, though, this year and put action behind. Mm-hmm. Use the calendar that we're going to have in every single position post and mark down what you're going to do for your marriage. I mean, we wanted to really separate that from everything else you have going on to make it special for you. Like Tammy said, I think she said she's going to post that up. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, you have a bunch of other calendars and we get that, and so do we. But where's that one calendar that's just for you guys that you can put away maybe in your closet, hidden from everybody else, but you guys know about it. Some of you are going to do a challenge or two this year, maybe more, maybe 7, maybe 30, maybe 60 days, whatever you choose to do.
What? When you said maybe 7, maybe 30, I thought you were talking about like that number of challenges.
No.
Wow,
like
we've got some like epic commitment.
No. Okay. So days. So commit to those now. Put those on the calendar. Start thinking about that now. I shared with you guys. Just put those on your calendar. We shared in here before, like, do you guys want to do a challenge together? So that way we can keep each other accountable. And along that process, some of us may only do 7, some may be doing 10, but I would love to do it. The thing is I will say personally, the more involved you guys get in the group and sharing your wins and sharing your challenges makes it a lot easier for myself and for Elisa to get in there as well, because I think you guys bring so much to the table and such diversity of who you are in your marriage that you unlock other people. Mm-hmm. And so that's the only thing I would say about that. Would you see?
Travis was saying, seeing your intentionality has me thinking our family hashtag this year needs to be hashtag on purpose, to act with intention instead of reaction and habit. Mm. Love it. Yeah. I absolutely love that. And it, you know, really ties in with the one family hashtag this year about being in the moment.
And Ashton, they like working together, just different schedules.
Yep. We may be the only couple that does it. It's kind of like we did the Instagram poll last week about noise during sex. And yeah. I don't know if any of you guys saw that, but so we were doing a poll on sexual intimacy. And we asked the question, you know, do you like quiet or noise during sex? And I said, you know, noise can be music, it can be, you know, white noise, whatever it is. And overwhelmingly, 70% of the one family said yes, and I'm like, oh, I'm so in the minority.
Yeah, you need it
quiet. I really like it quiet.
Although we can do the sound machine.
We can do the sound, but like music and stuff, you know, my brain starts going. Like, I could never be one of those couples, or we could never be one of those couples that has the TV on in the background, because I'd be like, ADD.
Hey, for those of you who are joining us on Zoom, welcome. If you guys have any questions over there as well or want to chat in, by all means, please do so. We'll see that. We have that up on one of our screens as well, so we'd love to hear from you guys. Your questions, obviously, start bringing them. I wanted to share one more thing about action and how you get from one point to the next, because each step matters, and sometimes it doesn't go exactly the way you plan it or want it to go. So right here, boom. I don't know if you guys can all see that. That's the new fully edited, revised, and updated 7 Days of Sex Challenge. It is probably 60% new because it was time to get a new book out. And 7 Days of Sex Challenge needed to be updated. The goal for that book was it to be out in October. Early October, and yet things happen. And so one thing that really matters when you are taking action and you are being intentional about this stuff is that you just keep going, even if it's not working exactly like you want, because it didn't work out exactly the way I wanted it to. So we're still waiting for them to show up. Like this says, I don't know if you guys can see that, not for resale. So I'm still waiting for the actual physical copies to show up here so we can start getting those out on sale, but the ebook and the audiobook are available. But you just got to keep at it, keep staying on course. Mm-hmm. And a lot of times I will say, even when we're doing things like this, Elisa and I can get frustrated with each other. And interior work or editing or all these little pieces, and that is truly like when you got to just take deep breaths.
No,
yeah, we both. Congrats! Thanks, you guys. Oh, thank you all.
And just so you all know, because so many of you,
Okay, so this week's show, if you guys haven't listened to, it's called "Get Out of Your Head and Into Your Bed," because it's exactly, I think, a little bit what you're talking about, Shanna. Is we get into our bedrooms, there's all this stuff sort of going on in our head. We can't turn it off. So listen to it if you haven't.
But what I was going to say about the book is, you know, we write it, we revise it, like any project, right? You keep working on it, you keep working on it, you keep working on it. And then one of the things that we do, and you guys may or may not know this, is that we record the audio, we record our own audiobooks, right? Yeah. And so sure enough, I'm like, before we do the final edit, let's read it out loud, right? Let's just do the audio. We'll know what's going on. And so we read it out loud, and we'd get to a page, and I'd read it. I'm like, that doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
We can put that to print. And for any of you that are thinking of ever writing a book, read your book out loud before it goes to print.
Yeah.
You'll be amazed at what you find that makes sense, because your eyes just kind of skim over it.
Yeah.
But I say that because it's even looking at different ways to tackle a problem, right? Like, we could have just said, you know what, we've typed it, we've written it, we're good, but to bring that level of excellence, you know, here we're talking about a book, but for you guys, it may be doing the intimacy lifestyle this year. It may be committing to, you know, a workout plan. It may be committing to monthly date nights, whatever it is, and to say, okay, you know, what am I going to put into, or like the Hartleys, you know, hashtag on purpose. How am I going to be on purpose about this action to benefit my marriage?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
And just this year's hashtag for the one family, for those of you guys who've listened or have not, is in the moment.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, you know, the on purpose, which I love. In the moment, though, is taking us, when we're taking action in these areas, we can sometimes get so over, like, involved with just what we're supposed to do that we forget that there's a real, like, live human being across from us, like our spouse, and they have their own feelings and their own emotions, their own headspace where they're at, be it with kids, with work, with family. And so how do we as a couple come together in those moments and really connect this year? You know, because it's a huge thing, and we're seeing it already here in January. Divorces actually tick up by about 30% in January, and we're getting emails. And so we're already seeing it. Everybody's put the pretty face on and the happy face on through the holidays and Thanksgiving and New Year. And now it's a new year. And so everything's built up. And it's like, ah, it's time. We're moving on, which we don't want that to happen to you guys. We want to see you guys taking action and moving forward together. Mm-hmm. And you may zig and zag along the road, but that's okay. That's part of life. We've been doing it for 22 years. Many of you have been doing it for just as long, and understand that. So I want to hear your guys' questions, anything you guys want, comments, bring it in. Zoom folks, you guys as well, love to hear from you guys and make sure that we get those answers, because that's part of what we like to do here during our monthly calls with you guys, is to dive into an area that maybe you're looking at. Maybe you've looked through the position post and you're like, ah, that's good. And yet, how's that going to work in my marriage? So give us a little synopsis of what may be going on and we'll go from there.
And I just want to remind everyone that we are doing the monthly contests. So, you know, when you guys are in the moment, not necessarily sexually, please, because I'm actually asking you to post this to social media. But snap a picture. Don't post it at that time, right? Because we want you to stay in the moment and we don't want you to get distracted with all the right hashtags or the right filter or whatever.
Yeah.
But go ahead and post it up on social media. Tag us. Tag at One Extraordinary Marriage. Use the hashtag in the moment.
Yeah.
Because every month we're going to be drawing a winner. Different prizes throughout the year. But I want to encourage each and every one of you to get involved in that. It's fun seeing what people are doing in the moment. I know a couple of the ones that we've seen so far. There was one couple out to dinner. There was one couple snuggling on a Saturday morning.
Yeah.
You know, just in bed and just those candid shots that really say, you know what, this is what our life looks like and this is how we're in the moment with one another.
Mm-hmm. I don't even know if it has to be the perfect shot either. I think there are times when it may just be like, hey, we're having a bit of a rough day and this is where we're at, and yet we're staying by each other's side. We're holding on to each other tighter right now than walking away from each other. Because those are defining moments for our lives and for our marriage, when we know that our spouse has our back. Mm-hmm. I love the contest, and we'll be doing a number of different things throughout the year with that.
Mm-hmm. So are there any questions, you guys, or thoughts, maybe on the position post?
Liz, you were able to get the position post downloaded, yes?
Or at least access it. Silence as we wait for the comment to pop up. So what else is coming up that they need to know about?
What else is coming up?
So we have the Love Deeper workshop next week.
And the 17th.
The 17th. So mark your calendars. It's already on your calendar, but if you haven't printed it out yet, you might not know that. This is one of my most favorite workshops because I love the assessment portion of this. The assessment that we use is called the Symbus Plus assessment. And the reason that I love this and why I just wanted to share a little bit about it with you guys is that there are a lot of different learning styles, right? Some people like pictures, some people like words, some people, obviously a lot of you like auditory because you came on this through the podcast. This report doesn't have the audio component to it, but that's where the workshop comes in, right? So you guys are each going to get a 17-page report, you know, for your marriage. And it's going to look at a lot of different components. And what I've found to be so beneficial is that as couples go through this together and go through the workshop together, so often, because I use this with my coaching couples, they find themselves at a point where they're like, oh, yeah, that's me. Or they'll kind of do the sideways look and they'll be like, them, right? That's him, that's her. And it really helps as you start to know, I mean, there's stuff on communication styles and what your top five needs are and what, you know, how your money styles impact your marriage and what your personality styles are and how they work together and harmony and all of these different components, that to start off the year with that knowledge really is going to set the two of you up for a tremendous amount of growth this year. Because instead of being like, why are you like that? We've had those years. Mm-hmm. We've definitely had those years. So, okay, I know why you're like that. And now I can go back to this and say, if I know this and I've learned this about your personality, or I know this is one of your fears, or you're working on this in terms of communication, how can we as a team tackle this together?
Yeah.
So if you haven't already signed up for it, I would definitely encourage you to do so. There is going to be a replay, so we know time zones.
It's recorded.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's recorded. So just like this. It's a 2-hour long workshop. It's 18 pages long. Just like here, we ask for questions. If you look at your report and you're going, wow, this looks interesting, and how does this work with us, because I'm here and he's there. And so we dive into that. We share our report as well. So it's a cool thing. You know, we're excited for you guys more than anything. I love, and I want to say, I thank each and every one of you who just jumps in and continues to just share when we're asking questions and just being vocal. There's nothing more fun for me than to hear about what you guys are doing and seeing how you're using what's out there to really make your marriage extraordinary. Mm-hmm. That's what we're all about. And we know it's not perfect every single step of the way. We get it. I mean, heck, before coming in on this call, the younger one came into the kitchen and was letting me know I was chomping my food too loud and
after school hangry.
Yeah, and just I'm like, I can't chew pretzels any quieter, and you know, getting frustrated, and Elisa gets in the middle, and so that's part of life, and yet we can let that go and know that we're going to get on this call with you guys and we're going to go about our day and we're going to go hang out with some friends tonight. So it's a good deal.
So Shannon asked the question, what's your advice for staying with your new goals? We always start and then fade. Welcome to the club.
Here's the key. And I'm working on this one big time this year as well. Have milestones. Mm-hmm. You've got to have a milestone. So I think for just real simple example, Elisa did her 1,000-mile challenge last year. And we didn't do this purposefully. Like, we didn't have it set up. But I think with us doing the trek in the middle of the year, mm-hmm. that was a milestone. Like, trekking from Oceanside Pier to Mexico kept her on task to want to do her 1,000 miles. It kept me on task wanting to be with her. A milestone even weekly for us was, again, getting out on the coast. Mm-hmm. But I think there's this really cool thing about having those milestones. You know what? I'm going to grab a book real quick.
Okay, while he's grabbing the book. So milestones, and then the other thing, Tony, I think I mentioned it just a little while ago, is also creating that accountability. You know, we talk about with the intimacy lifestyle where it's like, you know, do it for 90 days and then have that check-in. It's part of the intimacy lifestyle planner where it's like we commit to this for 90 days and then we're going to check back in. So even, you know, as you look, celebrate successes, Ashton says, and progress towards your goals too. Exactly. So you're having those check-ins to say, you know, maybe it's part of the coffee break. Mm-hmm. If the two of you say we're going to do, you know, date nights once a month and you're having a coffee break once a week, then, you know, if you get to the third coffee break of the month and you haven't had a date night, mm-hmm. the question becomes, what are we having a date night this week?
Yeah.
Or if you've had your date night in the first, you know, 2 weeks, Doug and Liz also say celebrate achievement. In the first 2 weeks, and on that third week when you have the coffee break, like everybody was saying, celebrate that.
Yeah. So the book I wanted to share with you guys is called The Power of Moments by Chip Heath and Dan Heath. It's a fantastic book. And again, setting up those milestones to go like, and even he even said in, they said in one of those books, one of the chapters with setting up milestones is what's best for you. Like there was a gamer who he plays games and he's looking at his own life and wanting to get physically fit. And how does he take what they do in gaming into his exercise world? And so what they do in gaming is, I'm not a gamer, so, is you level up, right? You kill so many spiders and you get to the next level. Or for those of us who are of the Pac-Man era, I remember Pac-Man, and you got to the next level, Donkey Kong. And so for this guy, one of his big things was, how does he level up to his goal? Like, and just keep working at that level until he mastered it to get to the next level, like Rubik's Cube and stuff like that. So really good book. I'll grab it off of Amazon and put a link in here for you guys to go check that book out. But I think it's a fantastic book.
The other thing that Ashton said here is make each day a new day if you fall off. Don't use a bad day as an excuse to give up. And That's incredible. That's incredible advice. Yeah. And the reason why it's so important, and we see that a lot when folks attempt the 7 days of sex challenge, and they might get to day three and they're like, ah, you know what? We lost day three. It's a total failure. I'm like, have sex on day four.
Yeah.
Right. Call it the new day three. Day four can be the new day three.
Yeah.
Because the success is in working towards that goal. The success is in, you know, being a team. You can miss a day. I mean, you know, people talk about the 80-20 rule for a reason, right? Do it 80% of the time, and where are you going to end up? If you do it 0% of the time, where are you going to end up? Yeah. So, yeah,
I love that. Liz, is there a podcast number for the Intimacy Lifestyle? Yes, episode 140. So just go to oneextraordinarymarriage.com/140.
Do you want to answer?
Not sure what you mean by that.
So she may not know what the Intimacy Lifestyle is.
Do you...
Is that
what you're asking, Liz? Because if you don't, we'll explain it real quick for you.
Okay, and Shanna said, thanks. It's not so much that we give up. It's just a slow fade. And then after some time, it's forgotten about and old habits take over. Yeah. That's where the regular check-ins.
The regular check-ins and the milestones too. Because the fade out, and I hear you on the fade out, it's sort of like, here's the big audacious goal, and it's great, and then we're making progress, and then we sort of don't make progress. We make a little progress, but there's nothing really driving us to that next point. And so that's where the milestones, by making those milestones, or like a level up where it's like we mastered this area, so we were able to get to that next level, doesn't really allow you, or and you can still fade a little bit, and yet it's still going, hey, what am I going to do to get to that next level? And sometimes we do need to take a break. Like, it's okay. Like, we're in a season, and it's like, okay, right now I do need to step back because other things have taken my attention and my priority. So right now this one's going to take a step back, which means I'm not going to get to the next level until I really put the time in that I need to. So, no, we can listen to that possibly.
Okay, so she got it. But you know what?
Do you know what the intimacy lifestyle is?
What are you actually sharing? Because there could be new people who don't know what it is.
And I love it. And I love learning that because this is something we talk about so much, and then it amazes me when people go, oh, I have no idea what that is.
And it's because people come in and all different
times. Cool, Shanna. And just, you know what? When you're fading out, just go jump in the bathtub and get rejuvenated and get back out.
So share the intimacy lifestyle.
All right. So in the new 7 days of sex challenge, so I'm going to show the cover again. At the end, we have this quick little chapter. It's called What's the Intimacy Lifestyle? So here's what I see. Yes, it's scheduling sex. That's what we called it in that show because we really wanted to make sure people understood what we were doing because that's what the intimacy lifestyle is. It's we're scheduling our sexual intimacy. And so for Lisa and I, the way we've set it up, and we've been doing this now for 9 years, the way we set it up for us, we determined that we want to have sex twice a week. And this was many years ago, and we're still in the same place that we were 9 years ago.
And that's not necessarily a bad thing. No. Because we do revisit it from time. Like, I just want to be clear that we do revisit that from time to time.
But for us, the two times a week is still plenty fine, and we have a bonus thing. But I'll share this. So the way the intimacy lifestyle works out is, for us, we want to have sex twice a week. Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday are my days to initiate sex. So on one of those days, I'm going to initiate sex. So if it's Sunday, then pretty much Lisa and I both know Monday and Tuesday are pretty much we're going to just chill. We're going to do our thing. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday are Elisa's 3 days. And on one of those days, she's going to initiate sex. She doesn't initiate on Wednesday or Thursday. You better believe she's initiating on Friday because now we've gone like 4 days.
If he's initiated on Sunday.
Right. If I initiated on Sunday. So then she would initiate on Friday, we'd have sex. Saturday is an off day / bonus day, depending on where we are and what we're doing. And that's the very simple way of explaining it. There's definitely more to it in terms of learning how you initiate, who's initiating, what does that really look like, what happens when, you know, it's coming up to a Friday or it is a Friday and it's, like, I can tell the day is going. Lisa's like, I can see her just starting to, like, fade out. And I'm thinking, she going to initiate? What's happening? So a lot of those conversations begin to come up, and they still do to this day, guys. I will share that they're still, like, yesterday was Tuesday, and it was 10 o'clock at night. We were just going,
10 o'clock at night, okay. I get the lean in the kitchen as I'm, like, putting my phone away, and he's like, it's Tuesday night. It's 10 o'clock. I'll see you upstairs.
I'm like,
putting my phone away right now. Like, yeah. I know what that means. And, you know, what this does, because a lot of people, when they hear the idea of scheduling sex with an intimacy lifestyle, they're like, oh, way too much structure, way too much structure. All it is a system mm-hmm. that gives you some parameters, right? There are so many couples out there, and this is something that we were hearing from the very beginning of One Extraordinary mm-hmm. Marriage. Well, you know, we want to have sex, but, you know, like the spontaneous sex that we think we want to be having isn't happening. So what do we do? And that's where the intimacy lifestyle came in, because we still have a lot of spontaneity. Right? Like, I don't know which day Tony's going to initiate. I don't know how he's going to initiate. I don't know when he's going to initiate. And so we still build
Although you may get into rhythms, and yeah. they're definitely, like, our go-to things that we're going to do, we're okay with it. And we still throw in new things. Obviously, we still have a new position every month, and it's looking at that position and trying it. Does it work? Does it not? Shower, new lube, different oils, things of that nature that change it up. Summit partners in your marriage toolbox area, you have the 21 ways to initiate sex. So those are 21 different ways that you can look at and go, hey, that's the way I do initiate. And your spouse can look at it and go, that's the way I initiate. Safari partners, you can grab yours at in the shop. You can go to shop.oneextraordinarymarriage.com, use your discount code and pick it up, because really it makes such it helps a lot. You know, it gets you like 80% of the way. And the other 20% you're still working at and figuring out, and does today work? And Liz, you and Robert, you work together. So are you going to be able to find time in the morning before clients, or can you do a lunchtime rendezvous? For others, it may not work out that way. You know, there's only certain times because they work full days or split shifts or first responders. So everybody has a bit of a different way of doing it to make it work for them. Some, we know in the one family, you know, first responders mm-hmm. where they're gone and then they're home for 10 days or 5 days or whatever it may be. And so when they're gone, obviously they're not having sex, but when they're home, yeah. they're making sure, like, is it every other day? Is it every day? So it depends on where you guys are at and what you guys want to do.
And one of the things, because Liz, you just made a comment, I love it, taking turns to initiate. Mm-hmm. One of the things that's so important, and I'm glad that Tony did mention that for the Summit Partners, you have the 21 ways to initiate in there, is to have the conversation around how the two of you initiate. If you want to talk about an action step for January,
yeah.
have the conversation on how the two of you initiate. Because a lot of times couples get frustrated, like, well, he's totally making a move, and he or she didn't respond. Well, if he or she doesn't know that that was a move, or if sometimes that's a move and sometimes it's not a move, you may actually have to use your mouth and use your words to say, hey, I'm initiating, or this yeah. is how I initiate, or if I do this, I'm initiating. I don't care how you phrase it, but don't get frustrated if you're not getting the response and if you haven't conveyed that this is
how you don't get frustrated with the I don't want to say little, but what's the word I'm looking for? The slight initiating.
The subtle.
Thank you very much. The subtle initiating. It's not always, you know, lingerie and
ripping clothes off, you know.
We have such a dance we do in marriage, and with when it comes to initiating, it could be that just as well. And it could be slight things that you do, and yet your spouse isn't really aware of them, and so they don't take notice of it. So making sure that you're sharing that when you're talking about the intimacy lifestyle is key. And continuing that conversation of what does that look like when it is subtle, more abrupt is obviously spouse is in bed and the other, you or your spouse walks in naked. And it's like, oh, yeah, it's Tuesday, it's last night. Yep, it's game on. Okay, here we go. Which leads into this week's show. How are you going to turn off your brain, right? How are you going to get out of your head and get into your bed in those moments? Because that really can be the differentiator of wow, do I really enjoy this time? And am I in this moment with my spouse instead of thinking of all the other things that are on my to-do list? And believe you me, we continue to face those challenges, and yet we're not going to allow them to take us down, because we know that what we experience is much better than dealing with that.
One last thing I was going to say about initiating and maintaining lifestyle is that when you've got this structure in place, you will find yourself more aware and looking for those opportunities when it's going to be a good time. Mm-hmm. Instead of just like, well, you know, it's been 2 weeks and I want to have sex. Well, okay, but we could have a sick kid, we could have all this kind of stuff. If you know that Sunday, Monday, Tuesday are your days, then okay, what am I looking for? I'm going to pick a day when we're not super busy. I'm going to pick a day when we're not going to be out till, you know, 11. I'm going to pick a day where maybe we're both home in the middle of the day. So you start going, okay, how can I find opportunities to connect? Again, this is action, right? What am I looking for so that I can foster the connection in our marriage? And so it changes how you view this time together. It changes how you show up. It changes how, you know, just all of these different components change.
Yeah. All right. Shanna, I'm glad you love your bathtub.
We've heard amazing things about it.
You and Travis better send pictures and share pictures, because I think the last time I talked to Travis, I was like, dude, you just got to, like, Airbnb just the bathroom out. Seriously.
I don't even know what to do with that. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it sounds absolutely amazing.
It does, but Airbnb just the bathroom?
Yeah, get into the tub and that's it. So that's what you get. That's what you get to rent out for the night.
All right, wrap this up. You're starting to get silly.
I am. All right, you guys. Anything else? And if there's not, I'll have an update soon. Thank you, Travis. Those of you on Zoom, anything else over here from you guys, thank you for joining us over here on Zoom, on Facebook. We're going to keep it going. February's coming, so let's stay in the moment here in January. Let's start the year strong. Mm-hmm. You know, start the year strong. And that's going to just continue to build and build and build. Let's not think of the fade. Let's think of the build. So let's start off and let's just keep going. So we end strong. I think that's a mindset shift too that we have to take, instead of looking at the year and it's sort of like. And Shannon, I am pointing you out because I just think of that. It's like we start here and we always sort of come this way. Why don't we start down here and go this way? Yeah, let's get the momentum and let's take off. You know, there's so much work that needs to happen, but let's get it there.
Yes, I'm laughing because Travis is saying, you'll see Lisa. He knows what he's talking about.
Thank you.
All right. And, you know, because...
I'll travel to Oklahoma to rent it out
for a night. Yeah, there you go.
There's no better way to make your spouse feel sought after than the intimacy lifestyle, where both spouses get to initiate in a safe place. Awesome. Thanks, Kate. Thank you, man. That says a ton, dude. To hear that. Happy New Year to you, to everyone. Thank you, Doug and Liz. For those of you who will be joining us in North Carolina, Henderson, for the One Conference, we'll see Doug and Liz there. Doug actually heads up our live event and our conference, so he'll be up there running a bunch of stuff while Lisa and I are up on stage. So we're excited, guys. Let's
if you know people on the East Coast, and you've been looking for an opportunity to introduce them to the One family, this would be a great way to give them that sweet kick in the pants. You know, kind of all just kick in the pants.
Yeah. So share the podcast. I mean, there's nothing easier than just reaching people. I mean, there are so many people nowadays that I just reach out to and just, hey, man, not my own podcast. I listen to others. But it's just like, hey, thinking about you today, listen to this. And it's nothing more. And it's amazing what can come back, and how we can touch some lives and really see people shift. It's amazing. So with that, are we done? Gosh, you guys, this was awesome. Hopefully you all enjoyed the first monthly call of the year. Lots more to come. Let's kick off. I think what I'll do tomorrow or in the days a little couple days ahead. I'll ask about the 7 days of sex challenge, who's interested, and we'll get something. Yeah, because
right after until we get our copy.
And you can go to Amazon.com and search that. It's already available there. All right. Love you guys. Take care. God bless. And we'll catch you next time.